Rashi and Yudalf and Beis. On the second white line, Tetzor Shem Rab. So the Mura brought this long-winded retraction from Rav. On the side of Rav with the Brisa, which says, what's the case of Tetzor Shem Rab? Leonish Meakes Vim Sheker. So the Torah says, by Tetzor Shem Rab, if what the man is saying is not true, he has to pay 100 kesef. And if it's true, and she gets misa, if it is true. So while the bezdin, so zakol over the bezdin, so it only happens if he goes to bezdin. So we see constant becheses sulam and says bula gets a ksuba mona. We have a different bride that says a person marries a woman and didn't find psulim. She says, "Mishir sending a nasty and he stop chosadeu." I'm sorry, that's not a bride; it's a mishnah. So she says, "Mazal chogaram." It's an idiom. It's a phrase to indicate that it's your loss. It's your mazel. Just like a person that the rain comes and uproots all of his planting, so the same thing has happened over here, that your mazel was garam, that the what happened to me, you got me as a psula and something happened, it wasn't my fault. And the man is tining, no, that's not true, it was before the erison and my mechi was a mechotos. So Rav Nachman assumes that mechotos means the gamri mashma, ve'en lo klum. So she gets nothing. So Rav Chiya Oven said, they were all there when Rav Sheshet said this. Gemar Rav Sheshet lo hashmaita, lahai this phrase of zoyso meris deliel the eshuk subamana. Rav Sheshet derived from this price of the concept of mana. And they all had this question from the Mishnah. And they felt it wasn't shrier because we could understand the Mishnah means mechotos from what, 200, but it gets 100. But Rava said, Bamar Rava Garcina, that no, the question is a good question because mechotos means the Gamri Mashma. I, the previous Brisa, Rav Kasha Hach, you're saying over here from the Mishnah that a case of Zinsa Mekara ends up with a ksuba, but with nothing. We have the Brisa before which says that she gets a mono. So how do you understand that? Tritz, Lahidil El, you're going to correct that Brisa before which says the case of Hutsar Shemra, the Brisa of the case of Hutsar Shemra, Tirutza, the Tirat, the law, Lotis Tartzahachi. The way you corrected it before, even before we had to correct it, that correction was the incorrect correction. Elohachi, this is the way you correct it, that there's three steps in the Brisa, not two. So the first step is, in a case where there's Edim Shizinsa, she gets, Imiesh Edim Shizinsa, she gets Skila. Since in Mikara, she gets nothing. Nimsis, she's a Mukha's age, she gets a Ksuba Mana. Now, Nimsis, Lo Hikir Mashma. Nimsis means it turned out to be, means he wasn't aware of it. But Kamataratz Rav, and Rav is saying, even in the case where he was not aware of it, Yeshu Ksuba Mana. She gets a Ksuba 100. Alma Hadr Bey Mehidil El. So that was Rabba said before, that a case where, according to the Rabbanan, if he's not aware that she's a Mukha's Eitz, it's a Mechatos, and she gets nothing. That's not true anymore. Rabba is retracting that and saying, so he, Amar the Rabbanan, what he said before was, according to Rabbanan, you get nothing. According to Rabbanan, you get 200. But according to Banyan, you get nothing. And here we're saying, in the case of, he was not aware she's a Mukha's Eitz. And then he finds out afterwards, she gets 100. And you can't say that the Brisa is going like her mayor, because the Brisa says 100. Her mayor holds you, by Mukha's Eitz, you get 200. So her mayor is not the solution. It has to be the Rabbana. It must be Rabba retracted. Thank you.
I mean, and you don't say the following argument. According to Meir, Meir holds the Mukazetz, which he was, which is Hikerba, gets 200. Mukazetz lo Hikerba, since there's an element of Mechotos, it's downgraded to 100. Because the one is, Rabba Shita is, if it's a Mechotos, the Gamri Mashma. So either it should be zero, or it should be, if it's not a Mechotos, then it's the regular Chiyuv. It should be 200, according to Meir. But the option of, according to Meir, because of Mechotos, downgrading to 100, that's not logical. Okay. The point Rashi is saying is you can't say it goes like Reb Meir, because Reb Meir would hold it. Rabbi said before in Reb Meir, Hikerba, Lo Hikerba, 200. And we said, because according to Reb Meir, it does not give her a status of a Be'ula, so there's no Rechotos element. So maybe we'll say Rabbi retracted that point. And Rabbi said, in the case of a Hikerba by Mukazetz, she gets 200. Case of a loy hikerba by mukazetz, she gets 100. That's not mistabra. If it's a mechotos, then she should get zero. That's Rabba Shita right now. Rabba saying mechotos means legamri. If it's not a mechotos, so then why should she get what she deserves? So that's not an option. Yeah. Terabonim. Go back on the next case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, psula, which is almana, gerusha chalutza mina nesuin. So her ksuba is 100, and there's no tannis psuba. Tanur Rabbanan, second to last line from on the page. Konsa rishon l'shum nesuin. The first husband, she'd been married before. The first husband reached the state of nesuin. They did the kenisa l'shem nesuin. But yesh lo edim shlo nistara. There's edim that they never got to the point where they were private. Therefore, there was no bia. Or the Edom know that they were private, but they know that they didn't weren't private enough time that there could have been a Maisibia. Now the second husband marries her, believing based on this that she's a psula. So you can't argue, well, it was a Mechotos, I thought she's a psula, and it turns out she's a bula. That's not a good argument. Shrei Konsarishan, because the first one, did Kenisa Lachopa? So Amar Rava, Zoysemeres Kansa Becheses Psula Benimse Spula Yeshu Ksuba Mana. Now she's not going to get more than 100 because she is a Bula. He believed based on what the Edom said she's a Psula. So we don't say it's a Mechotos. We say she gets a Ksuba Mana. Okay. So that's what Rava says. Comes a Rashi, and Rashi says, Rashi Omer Ba'alma Loyal Mem Lachal Les Loklal. That no, normally it is a Mechotos. And he has a right to say, I believe that she's a Psula, and now to not she's a Psula, I owe her nothing. That's not what I married. Mashani Hacha Shere Conservation. And what's different over here is, the Eidim Mehin and Eidim Meher, but if there was a Kenisa Lachopa, he has, in the back of his mind, is aware of the fact that maybe the Edom didn't get it right, and the purpose of Kenisa Chuppah is to have beards. The possibility that, so in the back of his mind, he really accepted that possibility. That's why over here she gets a ksuba of a mana. Good. Now, we Rashi learns the next step of the Gemara. The next step of the Gemara is going back on the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says the Ein Lo Tanis Psulim, which means that he has to accept the possibility of that she was really. I mean, as far as he knows, all that happened in the first marriage was Kenisa L'Chopa, but not Bia. That's the assumption. Now he finds that she's a Bula. He's done Erison. He's done the Suin. Finds her a Bula. So no problem. Don't worry about the Ein Lo Tanis Psulim. What do you mean? Maybe she was Mizana Tachtov. Part of the purpose is we want it to be in a case where she's supposed to be a psula. She turns out to be a bula. He should come to Besdin, and Besdin should clarify her halachic status. So he should have a din of tanis psulim, which would then he would then go to Bez and say, what's going on over here? I have a question of the Basulim. Oh, she's usher to you. She's an Ashes Kayan. Suffolk's new. She's usher. That's what should happen. Say, no, don't worry about it. It probably is, everything's okay. Probably everything's okay. How do you know how to do that? That's what Rashi learns in Gemara. So Rav Sharvia could go and Shekidah should boil the altar. In the case of the Mishnah, which is Ailant had the Sulim, there was no time lapse by him, by the second person, to the Arison and the Sulim. The whole Chashash is, he does the Arison. Well, they sit and wait for a period of time. And then during that time, maybe she was Mazada. Right? She's an Ashes Kayan. Whether it was an Ernest or a Rotten doesn't make a difference. Or, right? So, that type of situation. The answer is, we're talking about a case where he did the Kedushin and the Nesu'in, right? Like we do nowadays, back to back. So there was no time, you know, while they're reading the Suva, she went and was Mazana, you know, well, you know, well, I didn't read the Suva then anyway, but same, but like, you know, while the rabbi's speaking, you know, they're a little chuppah together, they did the Eris and they did the Nesu'in, so there's no Cheshash. So she'd be mutter them. The only problem is, his Tanis Psulim is the moment is, you recognize the possibility that she's a Bula. Okay. I'm sorry. So this is going back onto the Bryce's case. And now, this conversation goes on the Mishnah. Now on the Bryce. Psula, Amona, Grusha, Chultimin, and Asuin, Tuvas, Amona, Rehla, Tanis, Psula. So she gets 100. So what's the case? Sula mina nesuin hechi mishkachas. Look, you go and check nixas on the chuppah b'lo nivula. She was nixas on the chuppah b'lo nivula. And he believed, you know, that was what everybody assumed. So he believed she's a psula, and she turned out she's a psula. Some were robbers, or some errors, consul has a psula, and he says, b'lo ksuva samana. Rav Ashi amar loy lemeim alecho, ba'am oles l'kla. No, normally if a man believes she's a psula, it turns out she's a bula, it's a mechatos, and she gets nothing. Why over here does she get 100? Shanihocha sharei nichsa l'chuppa, but there was kenisa l'chuppa. V'lecha Hashem atachtav zinsa, amar sharev yekon shekidish abo l'altar. Okay, so the morman, the masin lo abraisa, kloshken amas nisin. If you have this conversation of Rabba and Rav Ashi on the Braisa, so the Braisa's case was there was Edim that it was Lo Nistura, right? So there he has a real reason to believe that she's a Bechazis Psula. And Rabba says, so you see that even though he believes she's a Psula, turns out she's a Bula, he can't argue mechatos to Gamri. It's a detail. Right? A person buys a car, right? It turns out there's no engine. That's a mechatos. Person buys a car believing that there's automatic windows, and it turns out not automatic windows. Is it mechatos? No, the majority of the car is there. He says, well, even when I didn't speak it out, I would not have agreed to the I'm sorry, that's not an intrinsic definition of what a car is, that you could say that had you been aware of the fact that it wasn't automatic, you would not have, you have a right to retract the whole thing, get your money back. I says, the merchant says, listen, you agreed to it, I'm not giving the money back. So the road to Mecca tells him, I want my money back. You should have spoken it out, that's so important to you, that was so important to you. Right? Well, I believed, you know, I checked the reviews online, that's very nice, but that wasn't, but the guy said, well, I didn't realize it's important you should have an engine in the car. The definition of a car is with an engine. So is the definition of a marriage to a psula a defining element to the point you could argue mechotos? Or no? Yeah, he's upset and he has tinas, but you got a wife, you know. Well, you should have spoken out. I'm only masking. If you tie, that's true. You should have spoken it out. So Rabbi says, it's not an intrinsic point to the point that he has the right to say, listen, it was so obvious, and therefore it's a mechotos, and I'm not going to pay anything. So the Bryce says, he married her with Aiden, that she's a psula. And the Bryce says she gets 100. So you see, it's not intrinsic. Right? Rav Ashi says, no, I'm sorry that there's Edom, but I'm sorry, but tough luck. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say there was a case that were Edom. The Mishnah says that that's what people believed. So over there, the conversation between Rav and Rav Ashi is easier on the Mishnah than it is on the Bryce. Rav says, people thought she's a psula. He thought she's a psula. She gets 100. Rav Ashi says, no, it's not a right. Could be in general a person she's supposed to be a psula, and she ends up being a bula, gets nothing. But over here, I'm sorry, the other round. Over here, his arguments of believing that she's a psula is stronger. Right? Because they're Edom. And comes to Rashi and says, even in the Bryce's case, there were Edom. And comes to Rashi and says, Edom and Edom here. You knew that's a possible that she's a bula. So in the Mishnah, that's easier to say. There's no Edom. People believe that's what happened. You know, that's what everybody's saying. But you know, nobody, there's no Edom and Desdin telling them that that's the story. So Rashi says, I'm sorry, in the back of your mind, you really accepted the possibility of being a bula. So Ravashi's argument back to Rava is easier on the Mishnah than it is on the Bryce. But to say back on the Bryce, where there were Edom Shlo Nivola. And Ravashi says, yeah, Edom. But the Maisa, you knew. Maybe that's not true. So if you learn the conversation is going on the Mishnah, the Ravashi said what he said on the Mishnah, it doesn't mean you would agree that Ravashi would say what he said on the Brisa. If you learn that he's saying it on the Brisa, Ravashi is willing to say what he said on the Brisa, obviously he'll say it on the Mishnah. So the more man de masilo a Brisa, kolshken amaznisim. If you can have Rav Ashi say what he said on the Brisa, so obviously he can say it on the Mishnah. But Ma'al Damasle Masnissin, where there were no Edom, so there Rav Ashi says, listen, you know, you're arguing you believe she's a psula. In the back of your mind, you knew the possibility that that's not true. Awa Brisa, there Rav Ashi would not say what he said. Mishum Namotzi Amr Law. What do you mean? I mamish believe. Rashi is saying, really, normally, if a man marries a woman, becheses psula, and she's a bula, he pays her zero. She's saying, yeah, you knew. She said, no, what do you mean? I knew. There are Edom. So, according to this version, Ravashi would agree that in that case, you can't answer what I said. And from the Brisa, you're forced to say that kotze becheses psula, when it's bula, gets a mono. Son of Mechotel. So I'm like, oh, no, Edom Samchi. So if the halacha had been true that he pays nothing when she's the becheses psula, so the bride says she would pay nothing, right? And the bride says you get 100. Must be that the whole Rava's point is true. Okay. Zuck Rashi. That you see from this bride, so. Consul of Chesed Psula, when Nimsa's Bula gets 100. It's not a Mechatos Lagam. So, Rashi, Yeshua Edom Shal Nistara. Rashi and Yadal Bombay, second last line. Rabu Sashminen. The brides to be Mechadish and Ephilo Hochi, email there are Edom, Edom Shal Yochel Litun Tanis Psulim, Lafsidic Suvaso. We can't argue Mechotos and make him pay and he'll pay nothing. He pays 100. Shrekonsa Rishon or Lov L'das Shenivolo. He has to be aware of the possibility that she was Nivolo. Zosimaris, Rabbi says, oh, the Havari Becheses Sula Konsa that he.
Not Rabbi.
Rabbi, thank you. That he believes she's a bula, a psula, and the samach edim, and still become her any yochel afsidim mona haroi la mona minin nusuin, but really she's an amon, really she's a bula, she's supposed to get 100, so he says mechotos, I pay him paying nothing, no, he has to pay her 100. Menech Hashem atatim zinsa. Now the gears on the sides, it's going on a brisa porach. Let's go back on the Bryce. He can't argue Tanis Psulim, which means we don't force him to come to Bezdin. Remember, in the Mishnah, he's not coming to Bezdin for the Isser part. He's coming to Bezdin for the Momenus part. He's upset. He expects to get a Psulim and got a Bu'ulo. By going to the Bezdin and arguing about the moment, this Bezdin, meanwhile, will check into the Isser issue and address whether she's Mutarasser. He's not coming because of Isser. He's coming because of moment. Here we're saying, no moment is issues. So he won't go to Bezdin. Well, Yisbara Dabrim in Tachtim Zinsa Imloy. For the purpose of coming to Bezdin, Bezdin will clarify. Once Bezdin knows about the story, Bezdin can try to get information to Mavara when it happened. Mashem Asur Hiloy. Okay. So, but by saying no, it's not Tanis Psulim, you're creating a scenario where we're going to not address this potential halachic problem. Zakrashi Mishlam now. Ahanat Dili El, the Amrin Kamzi Bechesis Psulim Insus Bula, Yeshak Suva. The other cases where we discussed this. So why don't we answer the question over there? The answer is the Kamer Kishabola Bezdin. He did go to Bezdin. He comes to Bezdin Sula, and this is Bula, and he went to Bezdin, and Bo Adam Shizitzakar Lokena, and we remember what happened. Maybe that's shot in those cases. There was a beer. He knows he can't argue. The Terkach lo yavo lebezin, so he won't go to Bezdin at all. Where we said before, it doesn't say whether there's status or not. It just says the law is that he has to pay. So maybe the scenario was they went to Bezdin and they had a conversation, right? But here it says ein lehen tanis sulam, which is the same lashon of the Mishnah, and then that's already just precluding the whole visit to Bezdin. So Rav Shavia said, "Kishkidish ball the altar kasina." Well, kasina kishkidish la altar ball the altar. You don't need the word la altar and kiddish la altar. The mishnah appears to be a bank kedushin of the bila. The body of the tachta was in, so we know that it wasn't tachta. Okay, now vika the masi law, the hod the rabba Rav Ashi Rav Shavia amasnisa. This whole conversation is going back on the mishnah. So Rabbi says, listen, Maris, Mithani Masi said, Inland Tanis Psulim, means she gets 100. Ravashi answered back, and the more I asked, Olech Hashem Atatav Zinsa, but my Tani is Inland Tanis Psulim. And the more I answered, the Roshavi answered, it happened, there was no time lapse between the Kedushin and the Nisur. Okay, now Zakrashi. Among the Masi Lahoda Rabbi Ravashi Abraisa, if you could have the conversation of Rabbi Ravashi and the Braisa, Koshkin Masnisa. The Kimad Abraisa Abagab the Omer Adam Lonister Rolarisha Msheni Zebekesis Psula Konsa. If on the Braisa where there's Adam saying she's a psula, and that he believed that. And still Ravashi responded, you can't prove from the braisa she gets a ksuba. Why? The shiny hocha shrei conservation. If that argument is true, that even though they're Edim, Ravashi says, really could be normally, but if it's psula, gets zero. Why over here does she get? Because she could argue, and Bezdin will accept that argument, that you knew that the possibility she's really a bula. Because there's Knesset Lechuba by the first person. Either's Adam. Who cares about the Adam? If that's true by the case where they're Adam, that she's a psula, still Ravashi argues that in the back of a person's mind, he ignores the Adam and accepts the fact. If that's true when they're Adam, he'll accept that fact. So for sure, Kolshkin and Masnissen, there's no Adim in the Mishnah. For sure, you can have the conversation that Rabbi makes his diak, and Rashi said it's not a diak. But the Tani law, the Rabbi, Ravashi, Amas Nisan, but the conversation of Rabbi and Ravashi on the Mishnah doesn't mean you would have it on the Braisa. I will Braisa lo. Loi Masi lohu. The Braisa Vali Shavu Shmam Menoz Esemeres the Rabbi. The Braisa is a good raya. Well, lo lahavel the Ravashi la durei shani hachar. Ravashi can't answer in the Braisa over here. It's different. Shekansa Rishon because the first one did Knesset Lechupa. Because the Motzi Amar and Ra Edim Sampri, he'll say back, yeah, but they're Edim. We keep in the Tani still even in that scenario with our Edim. And Hashanah Yocholita and Tainus Psulim. So it can't be because he's believing she's a psula because they're Edim. So what must be? Shemim is Barai. Here you can clearly prove the Zoysimeris comes to Bechesed Psulim and it's his Bula Yeshik Suva. that the argument of being a psula versus a bula is not a deal breaker, and therefore the marriage is still valid. He only owes her 100. Right.
Why isn't the word concerned now? Giving the first guy. All we knew is that he died between the time and he got that he was there sitting, which maybe she is a boo.
Okay, so it's a good question. The Morris point is that if from the time of why are we saying there's no Tanis Sulim? It's because of the first man. Maybe it didn't happen by the first man. He married, and really she was a psula when he married, did the Erisin, and now by the time they get to the Suin, she's a bula. Right? That's not the more answer. No, there was no time lapse, so that couldn't be so. Right? You have a fair question to ask. How do you know it's because of the first guy either? Maybe the Edom are right, that there was no time lapse between the Nisuin and he died before they had a Knesset. He actually had a time for Bia. Why she Bula? Because what between her Erisin and the Nisuin with him, she was Mazan, and she's also Tekarna. So twice that's the Kasha. If our Kasha is it's a Lekahuna, right? If the Kasha is that she was Mazana with somebody else, and that doesn't ask her to her second husband by Yisrael. It's only if she's was Mazana in her marriage, Berotzen. But by Kayan, once she's nibble to somebody who's also to her one time in her life, she's also to Guna forever. So the second husband is a Kayan. If the first marriage was also a time lapse, she'd also be also to Zedekhanam. But the more I have to say, the case was there was Kiddush Abol Alter by Kiddush Ebenosa. The Alter was true by the first marriage as well. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah. Ha'echel Eitzel Kama B'Yehuda, we quoted this. It's going on both marriages. Because if we have a woman who is clearly a Bula. She's not arguing with Kazetz, so probably, which is nothing to be embarrassed when arguing with Kazetz, so clearly she's a Bula. The possibilities are it happened before the first marriage, during the first marriage, after the first marriage, during the second marriage. So there's all possibilities. So Morris says, well, we'll take care of the problem during the second marriage by making there is no time lapse between the Kedushin and the Nisun. Okay. That still leaves me with the possibility it happened during the first marriage. So if she had Bia, there's Adam saying it didn't happen with her husband. So maybe it happened with somebody else during her first marriage between the Erisin and the Nisuin. And that would make her also Tekayin just as much as if it happened in the second marriage. So Tosha says, no, the case was there was no time lapse in the first marriage either. So it clearly happened outside of marriage. Okay. So the Mishnah. Ha'echol Eitzel Kama v'Yehuda Shlo be'edim and ha'yechol Eitzel Tanis P'sulim im Neisha Misyachadim. So since they would allow in Yehuda they would allow them to be together privately, so there's a possibility he had beer with her, so now he comes later on and says there's no P'sulim, we say yeah, Shkoyah. Zot Gemara, no Rashi in the Mishnah. Niktani ha'echol it says if you were oichel, it's okam b'yehuda. Wasn't the day bedafka did this? There are places where they did this and places where they didn't do this. Amar baya shvamina b'yehuda nami mekemes mekemes yesh. The different places in Yehuda, some places did allow this, some places did not allow this. Ketanya amar rebbe Yehuda b'yehuda rishon oyim ayatim es achosim es akala shachas kadem knisas on the chuppah. They would give them a private time. So it wasn't just Oichel Eitzel Kama, but it means that they would Dafka would do this, to give them private time together. They should be comfortable with each other. But Galil, they didn't do that. Okay, now, Yehuda, Rishonov, Hayim Amidim Lehem Shnei Shushvinen, Echad Loi Vechad Loi, Kelamash Rishas Achos Mazakalo, Mishnas Kisas and the Chuppah. So they go to the Chuppah, i.e., the Bia afterwards, they would have people there to check that, that there's no trickery. So maybe the woman really is a bula, and she wants to look like she has dam basulim, so they're going to put down some type of a sheet or a cloth underneath them, so when they have bia, it'll catch the blood. There's no blood, so she's sneaking in a different cloth, which has blood on it. Well, they're going to check her before she goes into the room that she's not doing that. And opposite, maybe the man believes that she's a psula. He would like to argue that she's a psula. So he hides a second clean one, and after they have the, you know, he then destroys the true one and uses that one instead. So they check him. They didn't do that in Galil. And they kept them there to address any issues. So the verse says, "Ahai." If you don't do this, then you can't argue psulim. So the verse says, "What's this?" Ilay Maresha, where they were misyachad beforehand. So it's the opposite. If you're knowing this minute, you can't tanis psulim. So the language should be kol shalom mushmash. I mean, if they didn't, no, the question, the mishmush is a practical thing you have to do. You don't call it kol minig. So it's not up to him to be. It's not up to him to be noyegit. They have to check him, or he's coming to say tanis psulim. And so he's coming to Bezdin with a mappa which is clean. They say, yeah, but if you weren't checked, were you noyegit a minute? I don't think noyegit a minute. The father of the kala has to be noyegit a minute with me, but I don't have to do anything. Elam Rabbi Elam Ereshim. So Baya says, Kol Shanoah, if you did do this, which means there's some places do it, some places don't do it. So it depends. If you did like that minig, if not. So we're clearly saying in the Braisa, there were different places. I prefer not to change the language of the Braisa. Elam Rabba, Hachikomer. Kol shalom nog minig Galil be Galil, ela minig Yehuda be Galil, and yochli to tainis psulim. So that's how you have to correct the brayse. Rav Asher melo elam aseifa, mitani kol shalom mushmash. We're correcting the brayse in some way or other anyway. Let's correct it and say he's going in the safe and saying if he wasn't checked, so he can't say tainis psulim. The 3 years to learn the Braisa, but according to Baya, it's clear that the Braisa is saying there's some people which are noyeg the minig, so we're not noyeg the minig. So there were different makamas in Yehud itself, regardless of whether they're keeping the minig of being misyachid beforehand or not. Okay.